We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steelers Insider Hall of Fame writer Ed Bouchette, who's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Eddie, good morning.
Morning, fellas.
You've been doing this for a few semesters. How many years have you been reporting?
Oh, I don't want to the number. I started covering Steeler home games when I was a cub up in Indiana, PA, the Indiana Evening Gazette in 1974. I covered all their home games.
And you just told us, because I just told you, Kevin is...
Kevin.
He was one of the fans,
a fan.
He hadn't been there in a decade. You said you have never gone to a Steelers game where you sat in a seat like regular people.
I've never gone to a pro football game other than to cover it.
Wow.
Kevin and Larry.
Ed gets paid to do it. They pay him to show up.
Paid. Yeah, and it could be lunch, too. I've been to professional hockey games, the Penguins, the Hershey Bears. I've been to many, many baseball games, many, many stadiums. College football, college basketball. I've been to a couple of pro basketball games. Never sat, bought a ticket. Nobody gave me a ticket. Never sat in the stands for a pro football game.
That's actually fascinating to me. Interesting. You learn something every day. Well, how about this? The Pittsburgh Steelers are 5-0, first time since 78, and only the second time in their team history. And they're about to play a 5-0 team in Tennessee's Titans. This was the game they were supposed to play, which gave them their early unscheduled bye, and now they get to play it now with three road games, including the Ravens and then the Cowboys. So how do you see this matchup on Sunday?
Well, they have to stop the run. That's a big thing. Derrick Henry's unbelievable. Big back with good speed. You know, he's just been destroying everybody. But the Steelers have been pretty good at stopping the run, Larry and Kevin. So I think it's a good matchup. You know, it should. It's only like the sixth time that teams this deep into the schedule have met undefeated.
That's incredible. In the entire history of the National Football League, when you think about it, that is extraordinary. That's special. The big issue for the Steelers is it came at a price against Cleveland. Devin Bush goes down with season-ending ACL surgery. So, next man up, Robert Spillane, he jumped in there and had five tackles.
Yeah,
he looked good doing it. They're going to try and exploit him a little bit. The Steelers will be playing a little bit of a chess game here. I think you'll see Marcus Allen, and then there's some. You'll see Ulysses Gilbert in there soon.
Are you on a Bluetooth, by the way?
Pardon me?
Are you on a Bluetooth? Sounds like you're in a can. Or not,
I'm in the can. I'm on my regular phone
here. That's strange.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Don't be sorry.
I don't want to sound like I'm in a can, you know?
He's on the growler.
I'm sorry.
Sitting on the edge of my bed.
We're with Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, really inside right now. I'm sorry, Ed. Go ahead. Continue your thought on.
Spillane is a big thumper, and Vince Williams is a big thumper, but neither of them excel at covering receivers. So they're going to try, I think, to use Marcus Allen, who was really a safety and converted into a hybrid safety linebacker. I think you'll see him in on passing downs. But, you know, passing downs in the NFL anymore aren't all third downs. You know, a lot of teams pass on first and second, but you're going to need Spillane in there against Henry, I think.
All right, a lot has been made about the Steelers being 5-0 on the season, first time since, the 70s, 1978 season. Well, that has parlayed into a New York Times article this morning, just released here on the New York Times.
What are they saying about us?
It says, with their deeply talented roster, sack-happy style, and early season success, the 2020 Pittsburgh Steelers conjure grainy, romanticized images. Don't call it old-fashioned. Call it retro chic.
Retro chic. There you go, Ed.
Well, that sounds like the New York Times.
Yeah. Huh? Well, how about
you
this?
You won't find that kind of stuff in the Post-Gazette.
No, you will not, if you can find one.
Are they retro chic, though, now at this point?
I don't know what retro chic. I know what chic is. Okay, so we're going back. Or they want to go back 40 years? Is that what they're talking about? No, I don't think so. You know, they're just a good football team. I mean, it just because they're 5-0, like they're 70-18, you know, they're a balanced team. That 70-18 was balanced as well. You know, they had those great defenses. It was coming toward the end for them of those great defenses. And they had Bradshaw and Swan and Stallworth. I don't know that they have Swan and Stallworth on this team, but, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, I think, is Bradshaw's equal. And, you know, they're a good team, but I don't know. I'm not big on going back and comparing them to the 78 Steelers.
Well,
just the way they always are.
Almost as satisfying as the Steelers being undefeated so far is the fact that the New England Patriots are 2-3. I don't know why that gives me pleasure, but did you happen to watch Tom Brady and the Buccaneers? They look suddenly like they might be a good football team.
Yeah, and I was skeptical that Brady at 43 could keep doing this. And apparently he's showing that he was the talent and the brains up in New England more than the coach. You know, a lot of people had the Patriots ahead of the Steelers in the preseason favorites. And I questioned that because, you know, he lost a bunch of guys. Like Dante Hightower, who the Steelers tried to sign in free agency a few years ago, opted out, you know, inside linebacker.
Yeah, they lose a bunch of talent.
A bunch of guys, yeah.
Well, and, you know what, we've...
Go ahead. I was just surprised that people thought they were still going to roll.
I saw a picture, you know, they showed a close-up of Tom Brady as he was getting ready, you know, to under center. And, I mean, he looked young. Like, he looked younger. I mean, he looked younger than I'd ever seen him before.
He took that same concoction, I think, that the president took.
He got that hamster shot.
He takes care of himself.
Yeah, he does.
Brady always taking care of himself physically.
Well, my apologies. We were supposed to add crowd noise when you're on now. Ed Bouchette, read all about it, Hall of Fame writer on our Discount Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. So bottom line, Ed, Steelers, Titans, who comes away a winner?
Well, in my preseason predictions where I picked the whole league, I had them winning these five games, but I had them losing at Tennessee when they scheduled it originally. I think I'm going to stick with Tennessee. I think this is going to be a tough one for the Steelers. I think Tennessee's going to eke this one out.
All right, Ed, get ready for your walk. What do you got, 6 miles ahead of you?
I've got a little back problem now, Larry. I've cut back on the walking right now until that heals.
All right, we'll talk about your Peloton next week.
Yeah, I can't afford one of those.